91X News.
It's 10 degrees and cloudy. I'm Matt Kerr with 91X News. Starting tomorrow, Ontario's seatbelt campaign goes into effect. Tomorrow also marks the 35th anniversary of Ontario's seatbelt law. This year's goal, like any other, is to raise public awareness about the importance of wearing seatbelts. Educating drivers on the proper use of child car seats and booster seats are also part of the lesson. Drivers and passengers who refuse to learn will get a $240 fine and 2 demerit points on their driving record. No pressure here, but with hours to go before the English language televised leaders debate, a poll suggests Canadians have higher expectations for Stephen Harper. A Canadian press survey found 37% of respondents think the Prime Minister will have the strongest debate performance. That compares to 19% for Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff and 15% for NDP leader Jack Layton. 51% of those surveyed plan to tune into tonight's two-hour broadcast. Falling commodity prices are weighing on the Toronto stock market and pushing the loonie lower. The TSX was down more than 200 points at midday, and the dollar is down about two-thirds of a cent at 103.89 cents U.S. Oil prices have plunged more than $4 a barrel so far today, on top of yesterday's slide of almost $3 a barrel. More young children with autism are going to gain access to early intervention therapy in Nova Scotia. Premier Daryl Dexter says the province will gradually increase funding to train therapists and support workers to do not only one-on-one therapy with preschool children.
I'm pleased to announce that the province is committing $4 million over 2 years to fully fund the Early Intensive Behavioral Intervention Program. This program works to improve functional skills, including communication skills, social skills, and behaviors.
Japan ranked its nuclear crisis at the highest possible severity on an international scale, the same level as the 1986 Chernobyl disaster, even as it is insisted today that radiation leaks are declining at its tsunami-crippled nuclear plant. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has been hospitalized. He was expected to be questioned by investigators in connection with corruption allegations and violence against protesters during the uprising earlier this year. The 82-year-old was forced to give up power in February and has been keeping a low profile, living in the Red Sea resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. Consumers are preoccupied with paying off as much of their debt as possible and on spending less. The survey also suggests 45% of Canadians say higher fuel and food prices are eating up a big part of their budgets. The poll was conducted a month ago before the recent sharp spike in gas prices. The Applebee's restaurant chain says it's changing the way it serves juice after a toddler was mistakenly given a small amount of alcohol at a Detroit area location. The Detroit Free Press and Detroit News reported Tuesday that Applebee's will pour juice from children from a single-serve containers at a table starting this week. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Kyle Aliyat with sports.
The Toronto Blue Jays looked to bounce back after blowing a 7-0 lead to lose 8-7 to the Seattle Mariners last night. Ricky Romero goes to the mound for the second game of the series tonight. He's going to face 22-year-old Michael Pineda. Center fielder Reggie Davis was placed on the 15-day disabled list with a sore ankle. The playoffs start tomorrow night in the NHL. For the first day, Tampa Bay visits Pittsburgh. Phoenix heads to Motor City to take on Detroit. New York Rangers look to capitalize in Washington. Nashville heads to Anaheim. And Chicago continues a major rivalry when they travel to Vancouver. Canadian tennis star Milos Raonic collides with Ernest Gulbis in the second round of the Monte Carlo Masters. Roger Federer opened his clay court season today by dispatching Philipp Kohlschreiber 6-2 and 6-1. South African President Jacob Zuma has congratulated Charles Schwartzel for winning the Masters. Schwartzel is the third South African to win the event at Augusta National, following three-time champion Gary Player and Trevor Immelman. Zuma says this victory proves that South Africa continues to produce some of the best golfers in the world. The NFL and its locked-out players have been ordered to start talking again. The federal judge handling the lawsuit against the league told both sides they will participate in court-supervised mediation. Remember to send us your team or league sports email sports at 91XFM. That's sports. Here's Matt Kerr with 91X Weather.
Today, sunny with cloudy periods with a high of 12. Tonight, cloudy periods with a low of 5. Wednesday, cloudy, periods of rain beginning early in the morning and ending in the afternoon, then 60% chance of showers in the afternoon and early in the evening. It's 8 degrees. I'm Matt Kerr with Carl Ayette. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.